Now, let me turn to the issue of lobbying. And these are very serious matters. And we have, rightly, very clear rules in this country, which is MPs being paid to lobby. That is not acceptable, is not allowed under the rules. I think it's right that both Jack Straw and Malcolm Rifkin have referred themselves to the Parliamentary Commissioner to have themselves investigated. And I think it's also right that in both cases, while that happens, the party whip should be suspended. And that is what will happen with Sir Malcolm Rifkin as well as with Jack Straw. Obviously, in Sir Malcolm's case, he is still a candidate at the next election, so there will be an immediate disciplinary inquiry by the Conservative Party to look at this case. But most important of all, I want people to know in our country that our members of Parliament are there to serve their constituents, to serve their country. That is the purpose of sitting in Parliament. We do have tough rules, and it's important those tough rules are properly policed. Now, you asked about the issue of lobbying. Let me just make the point. This is the first government to legislate on lobbying and put in place a lobby register. The first government to have the recall of MPs, so if MPs break rules, they can be turfed out by their constituents. The first government to publish very clearly the meetings that ministers have with outside bodies, and the first government to make sure that rules on transparency apply to civil servants and special advisers as well as to ministers. And, of course, on Parliament's Standards Committee, there is now an independent non-Member of Parliament voice. I think that's important. On the issue of the Intelligence and Security Committee, that is now under the new rules, that is a committee of the House of Commons. The chairman is not appointed by me. The chairman is appointed by the members, and I cannot interfere with that. And it's a matter for the committee, it's a matter for the House of Commons. On the issue of outside jobs, outside interests, I think we do have very clear rules. They need to be properly enforced. I don't favour a complete ban on all outside jobs or interests. I think Parliament is enriched by the fact that we have whether it is a GP doing some time in a practice, there's a minister who is actually an obstetrician. I think he's gains useful information from that. There are people who have small businesses or sit on other businesses and draw some interesting experiences from that that they can bring to the House of Commons. What I see from the Labour proposal is actually not outlawing outside business or interests, but putting a new set of rules which would, for instance, allow someone to work as a trade union official but wouldn't allow someone to run a family shop or a family publishing business or such like. And I think that doesn't make sense. I think enforce the rules, total transparency, and demonstrate to people in Parliament are there to work for them, serve their communities, serve their country. But these are serious issues. They need to be properly looked into, and I'm sure they will be. One question from the broadcasters. I think we've got the BBC's turn this time.
Thank you, Prime Minister. Eleanor Garnier, BBC News. You say that some of the pensioner benefits, if they were to be cut, would only save a small amount of money. But actually, as a whole, your policies for pensioners are very expensive. So why is it fair for young people to have to pay for them?
I tell you what I think is fair, is it's fair to have raised the state pension.